So let's be seated. Praise the Lord. So our message is embracing the new for manifestation. And I will quickly do just an run through. Pastor has taken time from the beginning of this month of preparation for manifestation. And you know, nobody go to war without preparation. Nobody manifests without preparation. And our anchor text for the year is Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19. And it says, for the earnest expectation of creation, eagerly wait for who? For who? For the revealing of the sons of God. And who are the sons of God? Me and you, the earnest, the people are waiting to see what will become of us. And it is important to prepare. And Pastor has revealed, you know, a lot of secrets to us on this preparation. You know, he has taught us, and all the things he has taught us, I'll just, you know, highlight. He taught us that we need to live a life of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And he taught us that we need to what? Engaging in the ministry of the word. Engaging in the ministry of prayer and fasting. Engaging in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he also talked about living a life of holiness, which is paramount, which is important to manifestation. Because nobody can manifest without living what? In holiness. And he also talked about live a life of total obedience. Because this year, one of the prophecies that we eat out of the what? The abundance of this good land. And it's important. The Bible says, you know, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. So he's talking about also walking in faith. Meaning that if you're walking in faith, you don't have to see it before you believe it. And whatever you believe, you live it out. That is what it means. And he wrapped up last Sunday to say that live a life of service. Jesus was given unto us as a gift. And we need to serve others in humility. And as we continue the service today, I want to let us know that none of these will be sustained if we remain in the old. We sang that song, all things are what? Passed away. Because of what? There has been transformation. We have been changed and we are a new person. So for all of this, you know, to play out in our life, we cannot remain in the old. If you're still living in the old, this morning, this message is inviting you to quit living in the old and to do what? Embrace the new so that your manifestation can what? Can show forth. If we hold on to the old mindset, habits, wounds, offenses, patterns of fear, doubt, pride, unforgiveness, disobedience, all of this will hinder all of this to manifest in our life. And at the end, the world will not see the manifestation of Christ in us. I pray that we will not remain in the old in the name of Jesus. So our anchor text for today is taken from the book. It's a popular verse that we all know, the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17. The book of 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is a popular verse. Let's read it. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. All things are what? Pass away. And behold, all things are become new. And I will read it, you know, just read it in NIV, paraphrase it. NIV said that new is here. He said, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation world has come. There's no old. End it all in that NIV. Said the new is what? Here. So how many of you can see it? Can you see the new already? Can you see the new already? It's not that it's coming. He said it is here. So when we are talking about embracing the new for manifestation, it means that the new that is here, you need to accept it. When you're talking about embracing something, it's to fully accept, to fully grasp what has been given. The new is here. The old life has faded away. The new life is here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in Christ, our identity is what? It's been transformed. We are talking about embracing the new for manifestation. And this, we are talking about it. It's talking about transformation. Our identity renewed, transformed, shaped in who? In Christ Jesus. When Jesus died, he said, it was when he was nailed on the cross, he said it is what? Finished. To what? All the old things, all the old baggages, the old desires, the old patterns, the limiting mindset. He said everything is what? Done with, so that we can walk in alignment with the will of God. The mind of Christ is the mind of newness. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you. We was fine in who? In Christ Jesus. We are talking about the new mind of transformation. So in this preparation for manifestation, he said, the new is what? The new is here. Say to yourself, my new is here. I'm no longer the same. I have been renewed. Yes. We need to understand when we're talking about embracing the new for manifestation. Understanding the new in Christ, your new person, who you are now. Let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. Ephesians, chapter 4, we'll read verse 22 to 24. He said, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is what? Corrupt according to what? The deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of what? Your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and what? And true what? Holiness. He said, put off what? The old man. So if I can ask, what are some of the old man that we are still carrying about? The scripture is telling us, embracing the new for manifestation. To do what? Pull them off. The Bible says, if your what? Your right hand will make you sin. You do what? You cut it off. So this message is inviting you and me that anything that will hinder our manifestation, we should do it what? Cut it off. Get it done. I'm borrowing some language now. Get it done. Get rid of it. And put on what? The new man. Put on the new man. You are the new person. It's like a garment we wear. We sing it, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. You put on the righteousness. Christ input his righteousness on who? On us. And it's something we wear like a cloth. Though people might not see it physically on us, but they see it by the life we live. You say, by the fruit we produce, people will know who what we are. So if you have the garment of righteousness, you've been clothed with righteousness. So the output of this, what comes out of you, you don't just have those garments, should be what? Should resemble Christ. Should be new things, not old things. Praise the Lord. Can I also have the book of Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the what? The former thing. Neither consider the things of old. This scripture is reminding us we should not what? Remember. Things that have passed. Holding on to the past thing. He said, don't remember. Don't even take a thought of it. Let's go to 19. He said, behold, I will do what? A new thing. Another verse says, I am doing what? A new thing. Say, God is doing a new thing in my life. He's doing a new thing in my life. He said, it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? And we even what? Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is saying, get rid of the old familiar to the new unknown. The new unknown. The mindset of possibility. Because God makes us to understand that with him, nothing shall what? Be impossible. They're holding on to the old limits our belief in the newness that God can do. It's like you have a cloth that has wear off. For you to throw it out, and get a new one. The fear of, I don't know how I'm going to get new one, will not let us let go. We keep on to it. We cling on to it. And until you let go, you cannot get what? No one. It's like you have your hands full of old things that doesn't serve you anymore, and you continue to hold on to it, and you want new. Do you have enough space for the new to come in? Do you have enough space? So what do you have to do? To embrace the new, you have to let go. Let go, and that is faith, the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You need that thing. You have not seen it, but your faith, your belief system tells you this thing is possible with God. Therefore, this one that I believe in, that I've been holding on to, that is not serving me, that is not sufficient, I need to do what? Let it go. Shake it off and say, I let it go. Shake your hand and say, I let it go. Every old habit, whatever is not serving me anymore, that I'm clinging on to, I let go. I let go. I let go this morning in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I'm just establishing it, embracing the new for manifestation. Apostle Paul here said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Do what? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before me. He's saying, where I am going to, we are going on a journey this year. And the journey is the journey of what? Manifestation. We are not yet there. It's not that we have touched it. We know it's coming. He said, but I do put what? The things in the past, the old failures, old disappointments, everything that we want to limit your belief that this year is the year of manifestation. This scripture is inviting you and me to put it what? In the past. When something is in the past, it's in the past. But sometimes we keep turning back. The turning back. Remember Lot's wife. She failed to focus, look back, and what happened? She sabotaged her blessing. Praise the Lord. The next verse. The next verse. I press what? Towards the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When you're talking of embracing, it's you moving forward. It's not backward. It's you moving forward from the past and moving what? Forward. Focusing on what is before you. I press towards the mark. What mark are you pressing toward? We are talking about manifestation. It's a mark that we are pressing towards. That come rain, come sun, we will manifest as the sons of God. This year, we will manifest in Jesus' name. Old pattern, old habit, mindset, we need to let go. And we press forward towards the new. The new sometimes might not look real because you have not seen it. And that's why faith already let us know. You don't have to see it before you believe it. Sin before you believe is still living in the old. Doubt. Oh, can this be? You remember? Can this be? You want to embrace the name for manifestation. You don't have to see it before you believe. If God has said it, then he will what? He will do it. We sing that song. If he has said it, then he will do it. So we need to believe. Praise God. There is danger in holding on to the old. And it is supported by some scriptures. Scripture warns us, many scriptures warns us about the danger, fire, danger of laying hold, holding on unto old. What has become old that can give way at any time that we are holding on to? Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 6. If I can have it in KJV. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 27. Proverbs 6:27. He said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? He's talking about the sons of God that need to manifest. He said, if those sons of God carry what? Fire in their bosom. He said, clothes can be what? Be burnt. It means that if you have been called out from darkness to marvelous light, and you're still living in the old, in the past life, you are toiling with fire. If you carry fire and put in your bosom, it can hurt. Fire can hurt. If you thought deadly thing, dangerous thing, it can hurt. Which means if you are still living in the old habit, you can get your hand burnt. You can get not just your clothes. If somebody's cloth is burnt, what will happen to the hand? Because the hand will touch the body, the cloth. So if your hand is still touching things that are ungodly, it's talking about, it can be burnt. Living in the old, it can lead to what? Having somebody's word, a part of you be burnt. Can I have the book of Galatians 5:9? The book of Galatians 5:9, still in KJV. It said, a little leaven, leaveneth what? The whole lump. It's talking about small compromises can contaminate the whole spiritual life. A little compromise. Okay, nobody sees me. Let me do this. It can do what? Contaminate. So you're going on a journey of manifestation. We are preparing. It's warning us that the danger of holding on to the old system, the old belief system that has stopped serving for a long time, the old habits, the old desires, the old ways of living, that small compromise. There's no half obedience. It's either you obey or you don't obey. The small, the tiny compromise can contaminate what? The whole spiritual life. You're going on a journey. Apostle Paul said, it's not that I count myself to have apprehended. We are going on that journey together. The journey of manifestation. We are not there yet, but we cannot allow compromise. Any small compromise contaminate what? The whole body. The third scripture, still on the danger of holding on to the old. Luke 9:62. Still in KJV, Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto what? Unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looked back, his feet into the kingdom of God. That 2 Corinthians 5:17 say, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. The new is what? The new is here. After you have been born again, after you have this new life, he said, if you look back, that person is not what? It's not worthy of the kingdom of God. We are going on a journey of manifestation. If you continue to live on the old, indulge yourself in the old habits. He said that person is not worthy of what? The kingdom of God. So what is your goal this morning? Is your goal towards manifestation? What do we have to do? We have to quit all those old things. We have to quit dying. Sometimes people are dying to the wrong thing. The only thing we should die to is what? Whatever will take us to the kingdom. Anything. That's why the Bible says, narrow is the way that goes where? To the kingdom. Broad is the way. If you're still dying to follow the broad way, what is raining? The real thing, the cool thing, the catchy things, that is the broad way that can limit somebody to get to the kingdom. I pray the Lord will help us to quit to get rid of anything old in our lives in the name of Jesus. We have some biblical example. I will not read the scripture, I will just tell you. David is one of them. If you look at the book of 2 Samuel 11, chapter 11 and 12, you can read the story there. His old habit of lust and misuse of power led him to sin. You remember his sin with Bathsheba? He was supposed to be on the war, on the battlefront, but he stayed home. And when he was looking, that's why we need to be careful what we see. When he was looking, he saw a woman. He saw Bathsheba. And that led to what? Sin. He didn't even stop there. If you read the whole story, in order to see, cover his sin, to marry Bathsheba, to have what does not belong to him, he has to make up things to kill Uriah. And what happened? You know, he married Bathsheba, had a child. What happened to the child? He died. If you go and read it in 2 Samuel, chapter 11 and 12. Which means laying hold to the old thing. I said it can hurt very badly. It can harm. It can harm. That's why we need to avoid. It harmed David in a big way, even though he was forgiven. But the consequence resulted in what? The loss of that child. And another example of somebody who hold on to the past, onto the old, is King Saul. And his story is still in 1 Samuel, from chapter 15, 22 to 23. You know, pride and partial obedience block, you know, it blocked him of God's plan. Half obedience caused him to do what? To lose, you know, the throne. Half obedience. Go and kill the Amalekite. Mm-hmm. He did what he needed to do. So half obedience does not make one to manifest in God's glory. And another person is Samson. If you read his story in Judges, read the story of Samson in Judges. Samson failed to let go of unhealthy desire. Wrong relationship. Hear me right this morning. If you are engaging in unhealthy relationship, it can harm. You say nobody carry fire in their bushel without what? Having their cloth burned. If you are engaging in unhealthy, ungodly relationship, you can get your hand burnt. You can even get your body burnt. Ask Samson. Unhealthy relationship. He has a calling upon his life. But he what? He misused it. And remember how he died. How did he die? He died even with what? With his enemies. May we not die with our enemies in the name of Jesus. You know, people will die at any time. But may we not die with our enemies, unaccomplished, unfulfilled in the name of Jesus. I said laying hold to the old has consequence. It has consequence, you know. It has danger. And it also has, there's blessing in embracing the new. As holding on to the past, the old, as it has danger. Likewise, living a new life, embracing the new, has blessing. We have Saul. We read about Saul, who became Paul. His story in Acts chapter 9. Write it down. Acts chapter 9. Verse 1 to 22. That's the story of Saul. He was a persecutor of what? Of believers. If you just identify with Christ, he goes. And he was very passionate about it. Sometimes people can be passionate for the wrong thing. Here's the question this morning. What are you passionate about? The passion you are pursuing, is it leading you to the kingdom? Is it kingdom what? Focused? He was very passionate. But when it was his time to be manifested, he encountered a power that transformed him from a persecutor to an apostle, a preacher of the gospel. Which means nobody, you know, no life is too horrible to be used. Anybody can be called, can be used. He said in the great house, there are many utensils, some unto honor, some unto dishonor. He said the ones that are unto dishonor, if they purge themselves, they will become what? Vessels unto honor. He allowed himself to be purged, and he became a vessel unto honor. From a vessel unto dishonor to a vessel of honor. Zacchaeus also, if you read his story in the book of Luke chapter 19, write it down. Luke chapter 19 from verse 1 to 9. Zacchaeus, we know him. He was a professional what? Tax collector. But when he knew that something is missing in my life, I need a transformation in my life. He heard that Jesus was passing. What did he do? He ran because the Bible recorded him as a short person. And he went on the what? Sycamore tree. You know? And when he saw Jesus passing. He climbed on. And when Jesus saw him, he called him. If you go to verse 5, he called him. He said, come down. Come down. You don't need to be on that tree. I see you. Come down. And in verse 9, and Jesus said, today, salvation word comes to your house. And we talk about it. The ever-present God. God is everywhere. He sees you. He knows you. He saw Zacchaeus. He knew his intention, that he was yearning for transformation. And God, Jesus encountered, that day, he encountered Jesus. Embraced the new life. And he made restitution. He said, all that I have collected forcefully from people, I restore in double. Do we need have any restitution to make so that you can leave the new? We are talking about embracing the new for manifestation. We are reading about Zacchaeus today. He has to do what? Make restoration. He restored what was right. He restituted his way. And Jesus came to him. And he was transformed. Likewise, we have the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15, if you read it from verse 11 all the way to 32, we talk about him. He has a father that was very wealthy. And it came to pass, you know, and this is a story I normally use with younger ones, you know, that want independency. They want to force themselves out, call themselves out of their family. This is where I use for them. I said, remember, this young man, whatever the father has belongs to him, he went. He got his inheritance prematurely. He didn't wait to be trained. He didn't wait to be mature so that when that wealth gets transferred to him, you can manage. He got it. Give me my portion, my father. His father gave it to him. What happens to him? He went and spent all. Became poor. He was even eating food with the pigs. How come a wealthy person eating food that belongs to the pig, when the scripture says that the food that belongs to the children shall not be given to the dogs, he was eating the crumbs when he has abundant blessing because he wasted it, but his life did not end there. He got to a point, and this is what we are talking about, the time where you need to make a U-turn, the time of transitioning, the time where you need to make up your mind and say, hey, I don't think I should be living this life. I deserve to live a new life, to turn a new leaf, to move on, to quit dwelling on the old. He said, I will go to my father. Yeah, he went. He said, I will go to my father. And when he went to his father, what happened? Did his father chase him away? His father embraced him, and his brother got jealous. I'm not going there. I'm just going to him. I want to drive home here is that he let go of the old. Even after he has spent all, he did not die there. He did not die to the wrong thing, to say, I will just continue to endure until his enemy die. Some of you are enduring the old thing that you need to cry out for help for. When you need the help of an adult, cry out. He said, I will go to my father. If he's not even taking me, maybe he will make me one of the servants. His father did not make him a servant. He welcomed him. He dignified him. He clothed him with dignity again. And that's what God does for us. He said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive. He said, he is not willing, he's not interested in the death of him that died. Wherefore, repent and live. Choose life over death. That's what he's saying. Choose transformation over dying to the old. So, as I wrap up this morning, what are the practical steps? We are talking about embracing the new for manifestation. You've heard about the danger that it can harm. It can corrupt the whole body. And there's also blessing in turning a new leaf. You can be accepted again into the world, into the beloved. When you turn a new leaf, after you realize that you're messing up. So what are the practical steps? I have 5 practical steps to embracing the new for manifestation. The first one is identify the old. What you don't know is happening, you cannot change. You have to identify the old. Recognize old habits, old mindset, patterns, ways of living that need to be released. The scripture for that is Lamentation 3:40. He said, let us examine our ways and test them and let us return to the Lord. Lamentation 3:40. You need to identify. And how do you identify something? You have to do a self-examination. Self-check. Check yourself. am I still standing in faith? Because the Bible says, let him that think he stand, take heed lest he fall. That's why there's need for constant check, self-check. Check inside. Instead of blaming somebody for your mishaps, check yourself. So when you check yourself, you'll be able to spot out the old identity that you're still carrying on to. The second one, I say identify the old. The second one is release the old. Release what? The old. See that same scripture that we read, that lamentation. The second part of it says, and let us return to the Lord. The time of returning to the Lord is a time of releasing the old. And we read the book of Isaiah 43:18-19 earlier. He said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. He says, see with your eyes open. We are not talking about this physical eye, the spiritual eye. He said, I am doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing here. But you need to release the old so that you can have enough room. I always do a cleanup. I did, you know, I started cleaning up my wardrobe closet, clothes that you don't wear. You don't need to keep them. What you don't use, you don't need to keep them. Gather them and give it to who can use it and be blessed so that more will flow in. And I realize the more I clean up, the more I receive. But when you keep, then you don't have enough room. Praise the Lord. I say, identify the old and do what? Release the old. The third one is step into the new. From our scripture, he said, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new world creature. All things are what? And all things, he said, the new is here. So when you identify, you spot the old, you release the old, then you step into the new. And when you step into the new, what will happen? Manifestation will happen. But there are still more steps to do. For what? For manifestation to happen. So the fourth one is press forward. Press what? Forward. You identify the old. You release the old. You step into the new. As you step into the new, don't stop on stepping on the new. You press forward. Like Apostle Paul said in Philippians, that Philippians we read earlier, Philippians 3:13-14. He said, I do not count myself to apprehend it yet. I do not consider myself to have what? Taken hold of it. He said, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and what? Straining toward what is ahead. I press towards. You press towards the goal to win the prize. The Bible says, know ye not, they which run in a race, but only one do what? Obtain the prize. He says, so run that you might what? Obtain. You have to run. You have to press so that you can obtain. And sometimes people stop at the gate of stepping in. There's always things to improve on. If you just step in, you become redundant before you know it. May we not become redundant in the name of Jesus. And the last one is partner with God. You know, Isaiah 43:19. He said, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it will spring up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams, what? In the wasteland. That is the NIV version. He says, see, I am what? Doing a new thing. You have to partner with God who is doing a new thing. You want to embrace the new for manifestation. You must learn how to do what? Partner with God. And you cannot partner with God until you identify the old in your life. Release it and step into the new, and you step forward, and now you partner with God. Then he's the one that will what? Carry you on the eagle's wing, and you will do what? Your life will manifest. Which old pattern or habit are you holding on to this morning? What are there are some beliefs I call the blocking thoughts, the blocking beliefs. There are some old belief system, old thought system that we need to get rid of, that some people are still carrying along. And it blocks them from seeing what the Lord is doing, from seeing the new thing God is doing. Because if you hold on to the old belief system, oh, things have to be like that. They are limiting mindset. Identify. If you need to write it down this morning, write it down so that you can learn to release it. Which biblical example of those who held onto the old resonate with you? Did you see the life of David in your life? King Saul, half obedient. Samson, unhealthy relationship. Where did you see yourself this morning? What practical steps can you take today to release the old? Your journey starts where? At recognizing the old. And this cannot even happen if you are not yet born again. This is an opportunity for you, because this message is for the believers that are still holding on to the past. And on the other side, to the unbelievers, to those who have not been saved, you don't yet have your relationship with God, I'm inviting you this morning to say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I confess my sin before you. Forgive me and receive me as one of your sons so that I can manifest in your glory. And if you say this prayer, may the Lord save you and accept you to his part in the name of Jesus. In conclusion, embracing the new for manifestation, it is not optional. It is a call. It is essential for living a life of manifestation. You have to embrace, you have to accept that newness, and you can, newness, that manifestation, if you don't yet accept it, it cannot happen. Your life must align with God's will, God's purpose. And when all of this is done, then you position yourself for what? For manifestation. Let's rise up this morning. As I wrap up, let's rise up. And I want you to pray and say, Father, I release every old habit, fear, and limitation holding me back this morning. Lord, I release in the name of Jesus. Pray the prayer and say, Lord, I release it, O Lord. I release it, O Lord. Every old that I'm holding on to, I release it, O Lord. I release it, O Lord. Fill me with your newness, your new power. Fill me with the mind of obedience. Fill me with the mind of humility. Fill me with the mind, the Christ-like mind this morning. Every old sin, I let go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever, anything the devil has put on the way to hinder my manifestation, arise and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Remove barriers from our ways, O Lord, so that we can manifest, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Eternal King of Glory, we thank you, we bless you for the opportunity this morning to hear your word. We've heard your word to embrace the new for manifestation. Father, we ask for the grace to be the doers of your word, the grace to live a holy life, the grace, Lord Jesus, to quit dying to the old, O Lord, and the grace to embrace the new in you, Father. We receive in the name of Jesus. As we step into this week, we step into our manifestation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.